Please pray with me. Ever-loving and ever-living God, who sent your love so close to us in Christ Jesus, as we hear the music and scriptures of the birth of the child so long ago, we draw our spirits close to one another as we hear your spirit to each of us. Let us feel the power and peace of this blessed season. Let us reach out from this experience of your blessed Son and his community of believers to find avenues for our blessings in your world and sharing in Jesus' memory. In his spirit, we share the scriptures and music of this wonderful season. Amen. A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Hundreds of years before Jesus' birth, the prophet Isaiah revealed that God would always send a Messiah when God's people needed to renew or reestablish their relationship with him. Isaiah 40, 3 through 5, a voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Matthew 3, 1 through 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.
Who is this King of glory? Who comes to bring us peace? Who is this King of glory? Who offers us release? The Lord. This King of glory, God's everlasting light.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain be made low. Every valley shall be exalted,
and every mountain be made low. Shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and no flesh shall see it together.
Who's this King of glory who comes to bring us peace?
Verses 18 through 23. Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Thank you. The prophet Micah spoke of the place of Jesus' coming and of the person Jesus. Micah 5, 2 through 4. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judea, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. But how will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is now in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Luke 1, 46 through 49. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to be to register with Mary.
In those days a decree went out, dancing into the promise. See folks coming from all about, dancing into the promise. See them coming to Bethlehem town. See them coming up hill and down. See them coming from all around, dancing into the promise. Mary and Joseph came to that place, dancing into the promise. A child was born to them full of grace, dancing into the promise. A child was born on that Christmas night, while all above him a star shone bright. All the stars it was quite a sight, dancing into the promise. Shepherds heard the news, they came too, dancing into the promise. Into Bethlehem two by two, dancing into the promise. Angels sang with a joyful sound, glory to God ringing all around. Christ is born, let us all be found, dancing into the promise. Dancing into the promise. Dancing into the promise.
In one quiet moment,
in one quiet moment.
Luke 2:8-13. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on peace, earth and to all in his favor." Luke 2:15. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
Star.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone.
Thank you.